Como News Time now, 7:46. What do you dream of doing in retirement? Well, here's the story of Debbie Campbell and her husband, Michael.
About 4 years ago, our daughter, Mary, was visiting at Christmas, and around the dinner table, we started talking about our retirement. She wondered if we had ever heard of Airbnb, and we hadn't, because her thought was we should travel full-time.
So what was Michael's reaction to that idea?
I thought she looked in our checkbook and kind of saw bigger numbers than I knew were in there. How could we possibly afford that? We were working full-time. Both of us love our jobs and house, two cars right here on Queen Anne. And it just seemed like beyond even my farthest imagination, I guess.
So how did they swing it financially?
Well, once we started looking at her at Airbnb and pondering her suggestion, it looked like we could actually find places that were affordable, just about anywhere that we'd want to go. And at that time, we thought, well, maybe we just go to Europe and kick around for a while.
So we kind of came up with this idea that, what if we downsized, like super downsized, you know, and got rid of everything and rented our house? Could we get our expenses down so low, you know, right here in Seattle, that we could use, you know, the money we'd set aside for retirement to travel and do that for the same amount of money that we would spend if we were retired here in Seattle?
So it's been 3 years, and they have a lot of stories to tell.
We've visited 56 countries, 170 cities, and stayed in 123 different Airbnbs.
Yeah. And we've been together 24 hours a day for over 1,200 days, just as a statistic.
Are you driving each other crazy?
She always brings that up.
I do like to bring it up. I do.
You need some time apart.
Maybe.
So what do they like about this lifestyle?
What's so nice about it is it's scalable. You don't have to do it to an extreme like we do it, but you can just get out there, and using the Airbnb system has just been great for us.
So here's how Michael and Debbie plan their itineraries.
Oh, you know, we've got a couple months in advance kind of vision of where we're probably headed, but we usually just book the, you know, the apartment or the house like 2 to 4 weeks ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the main thing is we feel so free because we've got rid of stuff, and we're down to each have a suitcase. It's like 50 pounds each. And we've got a small storage unit up on Aurora, and that's our worldly possessions. And it feels really good to have downsized.
And Debbie likes their new philosophy when it comes to stuff.
We have really come to realize how little we need. And, you know, in the way we work, if you can't eat it, drink it, get somewhere on it, you probably don't need it at this point. And if you do buy something new, we replace an old thing with a new thing. Like if you buy a pair of shoes, you better check a pair of shoes. And that's a great way to live.
So how long can Michael and Debbie continue this lifestyle?
As long as we're having a good time, as long as we're learning something new every day, and as long as we're still in love. Right?
Right.
I didn't like the way he answered that.
They've been together a lot lately. Michael and Debbie Campbell call themselves senior nomads, and they've written a book about their adventures. It's called Your Keys, Our Home, and it's available on Amazon, Kindle, and iTunes.